AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. The legal fight over the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico 5 years ago may be over. The oil company and five states have reached a nearly $19 billion settlement over the environmental and economic damage caused by that spill. President Obama is now on his way to Wisconsin to talk about his plan to boost the number of people eligible for overtime. This is the AP's Mark Smith.
Between inflation and a Bush-era rewrite of federal rules, just 8% of salaried workers currently qualify for overtime pay. In 1975, the comparable figure was 65%. For this reason, Obama's proposing to more than double to just over $50,000 a year, the salary below which workers must get extra pay for extra work.
A drop in the unemployment rate in June to 5.3% and 223,000 jobs were created. But that drop in the jobless rate comes because of a high number of people who have just simply given up. Economist Diane Swonk.
There's so many people who have given up entirely and not throwing their hats in the ring. In fact, they'd welcome an increase in the unemployment rate if it meant that people were optimistic enough to look for a job and then likely gain a job later in the year.
Evacuations in eastern Tennessee following the derailment of a CSX train carrying toxic materials.
There have been evacuations to up to a mile or more around the derailment. We've had no reports of fatalities from this. There is a shelter set up at the high school and the middle school.
State Emergency Management Spokesman Dean Fleener. First a scare, then an all clear at the Washington Navy Yard in the nation's capital. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
At this time, there is no evidence of gunshots. There is no evidence of a shooter, and there's no evidence of any victims.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow down 23. This is AP Radio News. As the people of Greece try to get by with limited access to funds and the government prepares for a referendum this weekend, the IMF now says Greece needs debt relief and $56 billion in new financing to stay afloat from October through 2018. It blames the Greek government for moving so slowly on economic reforms. The bodies of an Arizona couple missing for more than a week are believed to have been recovered from a property near their home. A man who lives there has been arrested. The U.S. is formally asking Switzerland to extradite seven FIFA officials accused of corruption.
The seven guys who were arrested on May 27th have been in detention ever since, and clearly the U.S. was going to request extradition. They had 40 days in which to do that, according to the U.S.-Swiss treaty. Today is the 37th day of the detention for the seven men.
The AP's Graham Dunbar says three current and former members of FIFA's executive committee are among those the U.S. once turned over. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.